Hey friend, Graham Baldwin here with the Speaker Lab. Hey, wouldn't it be nice if someone gave you the exact process to find and book more speaking gigs in 2024? That'd be nice, right? Well, I'll tell you what, we're just going to do that for you. We've created a new 18-page guide based on Dan Irvin's process that helped him actually book over $100,000 in speaking gigs in the past year. Now, Dan is one of our team members here. He's a very successful speaker and also one of our coaches. And so you're going to learn how to get started prospecting, master discovery calls, proposal emails, and so much more. All you got to do is go to thespeakerlab.com/steps. Again, that's plural. thespeakerlab.com/steps. We're going to send you that PDF guide right to your inbox. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com/steps. That's it. That's all you got to do. Go there. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You're awesome. Hey, what's up, friends? Graham Baldwin here. So glad to have you here with us for another awesome episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, one of the best parts of our student experience here at the Speaker Lab is the coaching that is integrated into our programs. And our team has the experience and expertise that it takes to help our students gain confidence, clarity, and follow that clear path to their own speaking success. And so during our Coach's Corner podcast series, you're going to have the opportunity to hear from our Director of Student Success, Mary Alice Goldsmith, and a member of our coaching team. So whether you are at the very beginning of your speaking journey, or a well-seasoned veteran in the industry, regardless, our coaches are meeting you where you're at and equipping you to take you to the next level. So I'm going to hand the mic over to them. I know that you're going to love hearing from our coaches. So let's get right into it. Enjoy.
Hey, everyone. I am Mary Alice Goldsmith, Director of Student Success here at the Speaker Lab. And today I am super excited to be talking with one of our amazing coaches, Nanette Hitchcock. Today, we're going to be tackling some pretty important stuff. We're going to be talking about discovering the key. Yes, that's right. The key to a successful speaking business. And Nanette's our girl that we want to talk to about this. So Nanette, so glad to be with you. How are you today?
I am great. I love to be on these calls where we have these conversations, Mary Alice. So thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. I know you're super busy coaching our wonderful students. And so it's good for you and I to be in this different atmosphere and just talking shop. I love talking this stuff with you. And I know you and I have very similar views and perspectives on this. So it's going to be a really cool show today. So let's dive in like we do. We like to, you know, protect people's times and get right into the meat of it all. So
that's right.
I'd love to know. And I know there's so many things that we think about when we're coaching, because every student's so different. But at the same time, as coaches, we do have to kind of go with our skeletal format of how we best pull things out for our students so that they can discover what's great for them. So as a coach, what's the first thing you try to establish with your speakers when it comes to them building their business?
So it's a foundational concept that we all believe in, and we all know how to have a solid foundation in this is what a lot of the success is built on for the business. And that solid foundation needs to be built on a very strong why. Your why produces kind of a twofold benefit for the speaking business. One, it produces this strong motivation within ourselves where we're inspired to solve the right problem, where we're inspired to look for the gaps that are out there. And then we decide to step into those and make a profound difference or an impact. So it has that benefit internally to motivate us to that, but it also has this external really profound effect when we have a strong why in our business. And that is that people pick up on the authenticity of our message because we've started with really researching and understanding why this is important, why this is a problem that we want to solve, and we're out there meeting the right need.
Yeah, that's great. And, you know, as you were talking, what I was thinking about is, you know, when we as business owners, whether you're speakers, entrepreneurs, product developers, it doesn't matter. But when you are so clear with why you're doing it, you're lit up with passion, right? You have that fire underneath you. Absolutely. And so getting people to invest in that is so much easier because they see it in you, they believe it in you, and they want some of it too. And so it's this trickle down effect that you're standing in your why shoes and the confidence goes up, the energy goes up, the whole vibe of the product or the experience or the talk goes up. And I think that's so, not always, but often overlooked as such a critical component to our speakers' business and how they grow that business, starting with the why.
100%. And I love the you know, visual that you just gave me, standing in your why shoes. that's so powerful, but so true. It's foundational to everything else that we're building at this point. It really is a ripple effect to everything else in the business. And when people come to me and they don't have clarity in that, it's really important that we start with that. And I see them light up when they say, I'm not sure what my message really needs to be. I need to define this, you know, with clarity, this need that I am meeting, this problem I'm solving. And it really does start here. And then them tapping into their why and what's purposeful about that. You know, it takes them on this purposeful path that they wouldn't be on otherwise.
Yeah, no, it's so true. I'm curious, you know, I know you and I have talked about this before, but for people listening, you know, this is the Coach's Corner podcast. And so somebody might be listening to this going, how does one get coached on discovering their why? Like that's weird. How does that even make sense? So what are some of the things that you do to help our students really dig deep and pull out this why, and not only just pull it out, but actually put words to it and emotions to it, because that's the other powerful piece of defining your why. It moves you emotionally and it gets you fired up. But how, as a coach, do you help people do that?
Yeah, that is such a great question. And we want people to understand that as a coach, we're here to walk alongside of them, to help them take those two steps forward, to figure some of these out together, and that we're totally invested in helping them to define this business, define their message, and grow this business. So when we're starting at this point with them, which was your question of how do we pull this why, I ask a couple of questions at the beginning of the conversations. I'm asking questions to understand their backdrop, first of all. Where have they already put a lot of time, effort, and energy in their lives? What's meaningful to them in this? What brought them to the place where they wanted to have this kind of impact and this kind of message? And then they begin, we start to sort through some of the messages that they've been thinking about. And I begin to ask them questions. And as they answer those, I ask, why is that important? And they begin to define that. And then they answer that. And I ask again, why is that important? And a lot of times we go four deep into that so that they're clear on why this is important. I also ask the question, okay, in your observations, why is this a problem? Why is this the problem that you want to define? Where are the gaps that you've noted as you've been working and observing and talking with people, as you've been researching? And they begin to get this picture, and we begin to put the pieces together for them of, you know what, this is what's really important. What was interesting is I had someone do, we were on a call today, and he came to the call and he just wasn't sure. But as he began to talk about where he really wanted impact and where he had been having impact in his life, I began to see a pattern that had been threading its way through that he didn't even realize. And I typed out some verbiage in the chat and put it in there. And I said, this is actually what you just said to me. And he said, oh my word, it is what I said. That is exactly what I want to be doing. Sometimes our students get to a point where they really get stuck in the verbiage, mm-hmm. or they get stuck because they've been overthinking this. And so they just can't find the clarity, but they know in their heart, they've got these pieces. But in the coaching call, we put them together. They define their strong why. They define, you know, moving forward, what that message is, what the main idea of that is going to be. And we establish some vision, the outcomes, the transformation they want to make. It's just really rewarding to see those light bulbs come on.
Yeah. I mean, it's really the difference between building a speaking business because you like to get on stage, or building a speaking business because you know who you are, you know the people you're speaking to, and you know the impact that you want to make and why you want to make it. I mean, it's just, right? Yeah. It's like, I often liken it to like, when's the last time you got in your car and you were driving a distance without navigation? I mean, obviously, unless you know where you're going, but this is that. It's the knowing where you're going, and it's why you're going there. And so it's like this why helps you put this compass on your business, and it helps you direct and navigate the ship of your business in such a consistent way. I truly believe with a very defined why, you say no to all the right things that you should be saying no to, and you say yes to only the things that make sense and feed the why. People that come and they're like, well, I should be doing this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this. It's like, mayday, mayday. Like, let's just define your why. And you probably won't want to do 75% of that, you know? So the clarity it gives, the focus it allows, and the ability to, I always call it the wind beneath your entrepreneurial wings, because those moments where the business is hard, or you've been prospecting for 3 days and have gotten 5 no's and only 1 yes. It's that inspiration that helps you get out of bed and back at it the next day.
Yes. I mean, that's so well said. And I would, you know, just add to that by saying, when you lose your why, you lose a big piece of what drives you. Mm-hmm. When you lose your why, you lose a big piece of what drives you. And I see it out there in a number of ways. You know, when I'm working with people, is that they have to have clarity in what drives them, what fuels them. They've got to be inspired by this message and feel that it's something that they really want to move the needle in, make an impact in. If they don't have a strong sense of that, and are purposeful in that, then how can people really be transformed by what they offer? They're going to see right through that. And so it's part of what makes you more purposeful and driven. And as you just said, in those moments, the reality is you're going to get 20 no's to every 1 yes. A speaking business is like any other business. It takes hard work. And you've got to have some sustainable things. And it starts with this why, this drive within you, and how you're fueling that and being inspired, and what people are coming alongside of you to help you get there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. So as a coach, like if you're working with a student and they're really struggling to get to that deeper why, because I've had that where there's some students who just can't peel back the onion, if you will, and really get to the verbiage. They know what they want to do. They know why they want to do it, but it's more of the robotics and the mechanics of what they want to do. What, I mean, and I know that you and I are on the same page with that has to be done. Like that defining that why is really important, especially for someone who's struggling to find it and define it. What are some of the ramifications for people who are listening, who are like, yeah, well, I just want to be a speaker. Why do I need more than that? You know, what are the ramifications for a speaker business owner who really doesn't have a defined why, and they're kind of just kind of going on gut instinct and just this like, I like getting on stage. I like speaking. What are some of the ramifications when it comes to building out that business?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I really think it ties into what we're going to be talking about in the second part of this. And that's the vision and the destination that we're taking people, which is the second part of that. When we define the right problem, when we're in that lane and we have a deep sense of why we're doing what we're doing, it drives excellence. It allows us to tag on to that, this important words of so that we can kind of begin to define the outcomes, the benefits, the transformation for our audience. We are clear on the vision of where we're going, and we begin to put those pieces together. So the why drives that excellence. It allows us to begin to reach for, okay, if we think this is the problem, if we're really driven to do this and we're staying in this lane, then in the second part of when we're going to do a two-part series here, and we're going to talk about vision, but it actually allows us then to see, okay, this is the problem, but this is the outcome. This is the final destination when we want to take our audience. This is the transformation we want to bring about. This is a decision maker. If a corporation's, you know, hiring you, this is, you've got to communicate the benefits. You've got to be able to show them the outcomes and all of that destination of where you're taking the audience. So, you know, in this, there's this starting point, but as you said earlier, it's this ripple effect. And when we're clear on why we're doing what we're doing and the problem we're solving, then we begin to solve, okay, the outcomes, the transformation, it's a firmer bridge between what they know and what they're going to do about it. Mm-hmm. And we start driving toward this, and it makes a difference in our business, because in the business, if we have this vision that we're always driving toward, then our content, the priorities of our business model, where we spend our time, it aligns to getting people there.
Yeah.
And so it's a ripple effect, but you've got to start here with, okay, why do you think this is the problem and the area, the realm that we need to really reside in, this gap? And we're stepping in it, and we're going to research and get really good and understand why this, we're passionate about making a difference in this area. Mm-hmm. If you don't have that, you don't have the outcomes.
Yeah. Yeah. There, you know, there's this other aspect of, I always like to, and I've shared this on the podcast before, so forgive me for those who are listening to this, but I think it is so worth repeating, because it's powerful. Because when we're defining our why, I think there's a couple of different ways that you can do it, right? The questions like, why is that important? Why does that matter? Why? But then there's also this, you know, what's going to get you out of bed to keep doing this, right? So you define your why, you're locked in, you're inspired, you see the impact you're going to make, you know, like, this is a non-negotiable now, like, I need to get on stages because I now see why I'm called to this. I see the impact I'm going to make. But then there's this other part of it. And I always like to define it in three ways: the financial, the emotional, and the service-based. So financially, building a business takes money. And of course, you want to make money, but why do you want to make money? So financially, why is building the speaking business so important to you, your loved ones, your lifestyle? Get that really defined, get really clear. You know, for some people, they're driving around in a 15-year-old clunker, and just to buy a new car would be amazing. Define that, really define that. You know, other people, maybe they want to buy a second home. Well, where is that home? What does that home bring to your family and your friends? What kind of memories can you make there? Maybe people have debt and they want to pay off that debt. So this is one of the reasons why they want to build a speaking business. They want to make the impact, that's clear, but they also want to drive down that debt and have zero debt by X year. Defining that is really powerful, the financial why to this business. It helps you dream big, which is really important when you're defining your why. And it gets you excited to live differently through the impact of the financials that you'll be making in the speaking business. So get really clear on your financial why. Why do you want to make $100,000, $500,000, $5 million in your speaking business? I don't care what the number is, but why do you want to make it? And by what year? And I would keep that to 5 to 3 years or less. Try not to go too far out, but really define those financials. The other thing is emotional. And when you think about your husband, or you think about your wife, or you think about your children, or you think about your better half, and you think about coming home and saying, honey, I just booked my 10th gig and I hit my financial goal and we're going to buy that beach house or whatever. When you visualize the impact that it makes to the people that you love, that is really inspiring. Again, it allows you to dream big, but it can also bring your children into the dream, your spouse, your partner, friends, siblings, whatever the dream is. But think about that emotional aspect of your business. And then finally, the service aspect of the business. When you get on stage and you make that impact, you're doing service to somebody else's life. You're giving them an opportunity. And then on top of that, what kind of charitable contributions mean something to you that with this money, you're going to be able to up the ante of your contributions? Or maybe your speaking business will allow more time in your life because you're going to be able to quit your full-time job. So you're going to be able to give of yourself in terms of service. So I love thinking of my why, and I love teaching this to our students in those three ways, because the why of your speaking is critical. What's the impact? But then what's the impact of the why in terms of your finances, your emotional relationships, and your service?
Yes, I love that. You know, as a coach, we understand that there's a lot of things that matter to individuals, and your work is one of those things. And so at the Speaker Lab, we're helping with that vocational impact, that work, the purposeful and the tools that are going to support that speaking business, the coaching to help, you know, drive that forward with them. But as you're saying, they come into this and there is a lot that motivates an individual. There's a lot that, you know, drives them toward their goals. And each one that comes to, you know, within the Speaker Lab, what matters to them and what is driving them, we need to listen to that as coaches and help them to define some of those other domains of life, because they're there. They are, you know, they care about these other domains in life. They care about the things in the personal, which is often driving, you know, the professional. And so to clarify what matters to them, what their goals are, how they're intersecting, and how they want to get to that, where we always listen to and care about. And I like that you put it in those three arenas, those three domains. A lot of times as a coach, I actually work within 10 domains of the individual and defining some of that. But that's one of the things we do as coaches when we step out of this foundational piece and move forward with them, and we're helping them to put the pieces together. We're also hearing about and seeing the ones that are really driven, the ones that are moving forward, the ones who are really taking steps are the ones that are most intentional. And they've defined these other areas of life and they've set goals for them to get to those places. And they're intentional about those action steps. Those are the ones that are really successful with the business.
Yeah. I love the word intentional. And I think this is a direct symptom or maybe that sounds negative, but I do. I think it's a direct symptom of defining your why. Like, you become more intentional as a business owner, as a speaker, as a husband, as a wife, as a mother, as a father, or a brother, a sister, a daughter, whatever your role is. Like, you become more intentional because your why is just so clear and it's in front of you. And I really encourage people, when you have your why, write it out every morning, whatever your morning routine is. Hopefully you have some prayers in there, and you read that why, and you bless that why, and you make that why come to be. Because the more you say it out loud, the more you believe into it, right? And the more that you add that, that energy that it deserves, right? When you define the why, there's this respect that you need to have about it, because it's your business, it's your impact. And it also can make a huge impact on your life. You know, we think about people like Eric Ream, one of our coaches, right?
Yeah.
Very clear in his why, very intentional.
Yes,
and the impact that his speaking business has had and is having on his family and speakers all over is because of that intentional why. So
yes, it is. And I love that too. I think that all of us want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We want our work to be purposeful. And so, you know, at the Speaker Lab, we're all on mission in the same way, helping these students to have clarity and confidence and a roadmap forward. And every single one of us can state that of what we're on mission to do together, because we understand that when they make this investment in their work and the purpose of it and the impact they want to make, we're privileged to come alongside of them and help them to figure that out. And so all of us at the Speaker Lab are working to be on mission to help people in that way, help our students to get to the point where they can get out there and make the kind of impact they want to make.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, not to toot our own horns, but we're a great example of really honoring your why. We know our why, and we live by that. It's our Bible in terms of helping speakers, right? Clarity, confidence, clear path. And every one of us at the Speaker Lab can spit that out in a heartbeat. But, and that's a great example of what is our why? Why are we here? Why are we coaching speakers? And when you stay real clear on that, it helps everyone on the whole team invest in it. And I think that's really important as an example to our speakers that we're coaching and training and helping them build this business. Like, we live by the why. They feel it, right? Because they know that they have our support above and beyond. And as we're all coaching, there is this congruency in our messaging and the way that we guide our students, not only to their why, but to their talk and to their marketing assets and all of those things.
Right.
But it definitely starts at the why.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. So let me ask you this. Once a speaker defines their why, what are some, and I kind of touched on it a little bit before, but what are some ways that you suggest? Because I think it's really easy, and we're all human, right? It's easy to have these conversations and jot down some notes, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're enthralled with your talk and websites and demo reels and so what do you do, or how do you encourage our students to keep that why in front of them?
I think that I have to go back to some of my own experience in that. And so I try to convey over time, I've been at this a long time, as you have, Mary Alice. And I would say, you know, over a decade of being an executive leadership coach and working with driven individuals in their own, you know, quest for coaching and purpose and through the Speaker Lab. And in that, I'm constantly looking at my own why and making sure that I am, as the landscape shifts, that I'm still clear that I am meeting the right need. And I think that that kind of measuring is important for our speakers too. So, and it will also keep them very connected to their why. If they're constantly researching the gaps out there, the problems in what they're talking about. You know, when I'm talking about being on mission with our speakers, and if I was to define another mission statement of mine, which is kind of to equip leaders and move toward thriving environments. So I've got to look at what are the challenges to that. What are the things that where they're not feeling equipped? What's keeping those thriving environments from happening? And that's just an example. But with our students, I think they're going to stay connected to the right problem, and they're going to be more impactful in their businesses if they realize that they've also got to stay in touch with the changing landscape of, you know, what's going on in the workplaces, what, you know, the challenges are out there, where they continue to research and read and have their own growth, and they continue to talk to people. And then, as I often say, just get out there, and it won't be perfect, but you've got a great starting point with the tools we're helping you build. Get out there and start speaking it. Talking with people, having conversations. Let me give you an example, and let me finish that sentence. And in that, those conversations, and in speaking your message, doing those talks, you're going to see what resonates with the people in front of you. You're going to see, you're going to get feedback, and they're going to say, oh man, that helped me so much. That was just so powerful. So there's certain things that are just going to resonate, and that's going to continue to fuel you and also help you define with clarity as you move forward, keeping in front of you, okay, I'm solving this problem. I've got these messages. I've got this research, these stories. I'm going to keep that in front of me. I had a student, and I suggested, he was only after, I think we'd had one call together. And I said to him, is there one person that you can go ask them a question? And you can, this was in the customer service realm. And I said, ask a question of this individual who he had a good relationship with. She was in the an industry that he was thinking about because he had some connections. He was thinking about starting there. And so I said, you know, go and ask her, what's the main problem you're facing right now in customer service? And he did. She actually is doing an informal survey with seven of her locations. She's going to get back with him. And from that, he'll probably get a job out of that.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just really getting out there and getting it done. But it's also staying up to date and researching with the problems that you're solving.
Yeah. Yeah. I know Nanette has mentioned a couple of times that we're going to do a part two, which is more about the vision and strategy. And one thing that we recommend here at the Speaker Lab is every 90 days to review that. You know, it's kind of like a check and balance type of thing, like, you know, reflection and projection. So reflect on how you did in the past 90 days and project, okay, where am I going in the next 90 days? And in that process, to just really sit with your why. Because here's the other thing, and I don't want to throw everybody for a loop, but your why can actually change. It can evolve as you evolve as a business owner and as you evolve as a speaker. And guess what? That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to box yourself in. That's why you're an entrepreneur. So I want to leave that flexibility with everyone that sometimes it's hard for people to define their why because they're like, but I'm so boxed in with this why. Like, I don't know. I'm so much more than that. But for today, this is where you are. And I think, like Nanette said, when you start with those foundational pieces, then you could do more research. Then you can inquire. You can get more curious based on where you are today. That doesn't mean that tomorrow things might look a little different. Totally fine. And be flexible with yourself and allow yourself to evolve. But starting with a specific why today will actually help you evolve faster. and allow your business to grow faster if you do that. So don't think you're holding yourself back or boxing yourself in. But I really encourage, like, every 90 days, you know, you don't have a boss. You're not direct reporting to anyone. So it's really hard to be like, how am I doing? Well, you can figure out how you're doing when you have this profound why. And then when we talk about the vision and strategy on our next call, we'll add some critical components to do that reflection and projection, but really looking at that why at least quarterly, I think is really important to keep it in front of you.
Well said. Yeah.
So this has been awesome. I'd love to know, is there anything else that you would love to add, a story about a why, or anything that you think that would be beneficial for someone who may be sitting out there going, I know why, I just want to speak.
Yeah, I think that there's such value in sitting in front of a coach and really discussing the depth and of where this could be. And you might just find that there's a perspective in that you had not considered, or it deepens the clause into something that can be even more profound. And so we look forward to doing that with you.
That's awesome. Nanette, thanks so much for your time. You're a fabulous coach. Our students are so blessed to be with you. And if you are struggling with your why, come on over to the Speaker Lab and get on a session. The clarity is amazing. The aha moments around it are incredible to watch and experience and to guide our students through. But it's really, you know, every strong house is built on a solid foundation, and the why is that foundation. So thanks for your insight and all that you do.
Thank you for having me.
All right, there you have it. We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Speaker Lab podcast. Now, I want you to know that we do this podcast simply because we want to serve and support speakers like you. We don't charge anything for you to listen, but in return, we do have one small favor to ask. Would you be willing to subscribe to the podcast where you're listening right now? Hit that subscribe button. Also, leave us a rating and review within iTunes or Spotify, wherever you listen to these podcasts. We read every single one of them, and they also help other people to find the show. Also, if you are looking to take the next step in growing your speaking business, be sure and check out thespeakerlab.com. Again, that is thespeakerlab.com. We got a ton of free resources and tools there, and you can also learn more about the programs that we offer, which include one-on-one coaching. Our mission here is to help you find the confidence, clarity, and clear path that you need to own your speaking success. So again, check us out over at thespeakerlab.com. As always, we appreciate you hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time. You're awesome.